beady-eyed.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House Republicans are proposing an election year plan to overhaul the nation's tax system. It drops the top income tax rate from 39.6% to 25%. Proposal imposes a 10% surtax on some income above $450,000 for married couples who file jointly. And the top corporate income tax rate would fall from 35% to 25%. However, it is uncertain if the plan will have full GOP backing. House Speaker John Boehner would not say if the House might vote on the plan this year. President Obama is visiting a transit center in St. Paul, Minnesota this day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is calling for more federal funding of road and rail projects.
When the nation's governors met with President Obama earlier this week, transportation funding was one of their big concerns. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is running out of money. Unless lawmakers okay additional funds, the White House says more than 700,000 jobs in road construction and other projects will be in jeopardy. The president is calling for a $302 billion transportation bill to fund construction for the next 4 years, with about half that money coming from one-time revenues linked to an overhaul of the tax code. With prospects dim for tax reform in this election year, though, Obama says he's open to other funding alternatives. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled that investor lawsuits may go forward against companies and individuals connected to Texas tycoon Alan Stanford. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Stanford was sentenced to 110 years in prison for bilking investors in a $7 billion Ponzi scheme.
The investors brought suit in state court against investment companies, insurance brokers, law firms, and others, claiming that they aided Stanford in his fraud. The targets of the suits tried to have them thrown out. They pointed to a federal law that says class action suits related to securities fraud cannot be brought under state law. The investors, however, claimed that their case was different because it involved certificates of deposit and not stocks. certificates of deposit that Stanford sold as covered by federal insurance when in fact they were not. By a 7-2 vote, the Supreme Court agreed, allowing the state lawsuits to go forward. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Hours after Russia ordered troops on high alert for war games near Ukraine, Washington's urging Moscow to respect the Soviet republics or the former Soviet republic's sovereignty. A new government is running Ukraine after its president was ousted. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry said Russia has an opportunity to be a force for reconciliation.
We see this as an opportunity for Russia, the United States, and others to strengthen Ukraine, help them in this transition. And there's no reason that they can't look east and west and be involved as a vital cog in the economy of all of us going forward.
Kerry speaking to MSNBC. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Tally-ho, good day, that's right. Your boy is over here in Aberdeen, Scotland, kicking it. And I want to say what's up to everybody back on the TGRS Radio Network. I know the audio sounds a little different because I'm not at home in my studio, but you know what they say, the show must go on. And tonight should be a good show, but still he has to talk about a lot of things. And I have to, you know, say kudos to him and Momo B and the crew, Dr. Princess O'Dea with old jailbird ass. Oops, did I say that out loud? And of course, Ernest Fattail didn't show up this past Saturday, but that's okay. Vanessa, hopefully she's in the house. Also want to say what's up to Rich's sister and Miss Terry. She needs to make sure her ass is there tonight. I just want to say thank you to the crew because you guys keep the party going. You know, we always say that, you know, we're never bigger than our listeners and we can only go as far as our listener audience will allow us to go. And yet still, through thick and through thin, through rain, sleet, or snow, the show must go on. And so I want to say a very special thank you to Mr. Elias and the gang for continuing to make the party rock while I'm here in Scotland. And there's not a lot to do here in Scotland when you're not working. I'm here on business. I'll be here until the week of March 8th. That's when I'll be flying back to the United States of America. So, Ebony Empress, if you hear this 2-3-minute commentary, baby, come get me. I'm over here in your country. Come get me. Come get me. Come get me. But listen, let me say this. First of all, the flight here was pretty good, with the exception of the flight coming into Aberdeen. I thought that, based on that flight landing, I thought that the J. Ryle Show would be no more. It'd be called the Elmo Show because, man, when we were trying to land at Aberdeen, oh my damn. Wow, what a trip. The wind was blowing hell of a. And I have to give kudos to the pilot because that wind was kicking. And when I stepped off the plane, because here in Scotland and in most overseas areas, you don't walk out the airplane and walk up the long ramp like you do in the United States. When you get off the airplane, you are on the tarmac. And when we stepped off that plane, damn, the wind damn near knocked me off the stairs. So kudos to the pilot for landing the plane. So, but hopefully everything will go well, and I'll see you guys 2 weeks from tonight. So until then, Miss Delias got you, Momo B got you, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, you know, Vanessa, if she's in the house, Ernest Fattail, and even old Jailhouse Rock, Dr. Princess Aldea, they all got you. So sit back and enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
I think she understood it. Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
Yeah, you look for your mama.
I knew I was looking good. I had to look good.
She's looking good, y'all. She had a kind of cold shoes on. Look at this. Look at this. I want to ride on me, Momo B, baby, 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 baby. What's up, Momo B?
I know you do. You ain't got to go in a confessional for me to know. I already know you want to ride. Yes, yes. But you know what, Miss Elliott? It's always nice to hear, boo. It's always nice to hear.
Momo B, what's going on, baby?
I am chilling with a capital C-H-I-L-L.
How you chilling, Momo B, and you in nice sunny Florida? How you chilling?
Dad, it's 76 degrees currently. 76 degrees. Just throw that out there. Throwing it.
Well, they keep throwing it, Momo B, because you know how damn cold it is here?
Is it the 30s?
Momo B. It would be nice if it was in the 30s.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. My bad.
It's supposed to be a negative 22 degrees here tomorrow. It was 1 degree here this morning. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, I only got one thing to say.
And what would take care of that be, Momo B?
Come on over to my place. Yes! Come on over to me. Come on over to my place.
Look. You know I'm involved. Stop it. I'm trying to be honest, man. Stop it. Stop
you
it.
You sound crazy. Crazy.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
All right. I'm an honest man. I'm involved.
My hands are up over my head. Take me. I'm yours.
Stop it. I'm involved. Stop it.
Okay.
You know that.
I apologize.
You know that.
I apologize. Yes. What do you mean? I don't know nothing. I heard all that secondhand. That was secondhand information. I never heard it from you out your mouth until just now.
Now you know I'm involved, Momo B. Stop it. But while we're sitting here talking, you know, I missed this girl last week too. She's one of our regulars here. We're going to get her intro too. I think maybe I'll work on that. And we'll get some of that. We got our girl Nessa here, Fly Girl. Hey, Nessa.
Hey, baby. Hey, Mama B.
I'm sorry I wasn't here. I missed y'all. You know I'm going to read you. You were supposed to be here every week.
You know what, y'all? I have to say this. So, my husband's aunt is not doing well, guys, and we got an emergency call, so we had to drive like 4.5 hours to go and, you know, and lay hands on some people so that if something happened, they won't be saying, you didn't come and see her while she was here, you know.
So we had to go take care of some business.
And I didn't have anybody's number, like I was just telling Mr. Elias, but to let them know what was going on. But I apologize, and I'm here,
right.
And I missed y'all.
You are forgiven.
And we missed you too, Nessa.
We missed you too.
Now, I'm reading the episode information, and y'all got to hear this. It says, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the J. Rob Show. As Jay continues international lovers tour in Scotland. What is that, an international lovers tour of fat people with the fat leather jacket on? Come on, stop, man. Stop,
up.
Mom. Hold up, y'all. We got to stop the presses. We have to, the music stops, everything stops right now. You know, right now we have royalty in the house, ladies. We got royalty in the house. We got Jay King. We'll say, what's going on, Jay King? Mr. L-E-S-S-S-S. What's going on, brother?
And you know, it ain't no dark skin, so I got to put you right in the driver's seat.
What's going on, brother? How you doing,
Where Momo B at? I'm
right
I'm
here,
be.
Boo. I'm right here.
49,946.
Yes, you
sound tired,
Bill. You sound tired.
You tried doing
49
million licks and see what happened.
Oh, man.
If Dr.
Talk a lot here? She will be at 8 o'clock. You know, the jail bug will be at 8 o'clock.
At the top of the
hour. You know, she got a theme song over at King's in the Morning.
I heard this morning, man. I couldn't stop laughing, man. I was laughing. Everybody looked at me like I lost my mind, man.
We play in jail without no
help
by the fat boy.
In jail. That's my song. Yes.
Tomorrow I'm going to have the girl who she shared a cell with on my show. And she's going to talk to me about how Dr. Princess and her hooked up and how the relationship got started.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm.
Her name is Shaquan. Shaquan is her name.
I can see this from coming a mile away. I can see this coming a mile away, man. Hey, Jay, how's the album coming along, man?
The album is done. I actually asked Jay to tell you, but I know once he starts saluting with them white folks, he don't know how to talk to y'all. But I asked him. I said, "Hey, man, tell Mr. Les." To give me his phone, to give me his address, send me an address so we can send him over his signed copy of the Club Nouveau CD.
Oh, well, hey, brother, let me take care of that right now. He actually did tell me, Jay, but man, I got caught up in a lot of stuff at work, man, so yeah.
Well, you know, the only reason why I say, you know how he do when he get around white folk, because he sent me an email from Scotland talking about, I'm over here in Scotland talking to these Scots about your record.
Well, you know, that's Jay, man. That's Jay for you.
Well, you know, he pollutes on a high level.
That's my brother.
Yeah. Who else is with us today? I heard of it.
We got Nessa.
I heard somebody.
How you doing?
Hey, Nessa.
How you doing, babe?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Now, Nessa, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm part Como.
What?
I'm part Como. They'll explain it to you in a little while. I'm over here making some tacos. Yeah, put the Como and the taco together. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not really part Como. I just claim Como. I don't want
to be
all
famous tacos
thing.
Robert Redwine talks about, man?
Yes. Yes, these are them. Those tacos. And this is how I know I'm part Como, because you can't make a taco like this just being a soul singer. You got to have a little Como Sayama in you in order to do what I do. So, you know, somebody about
you need to put
Como.
Some of them tacos and send some to Florida, and I think, Les, are you in Chicago?
Indiana, right next to Chicago.
Indiana,
yeah.
And you need to send some over here to Texas so we can see just how Como you are.
I'm going to show you right now. You don't get no more
over
than that.
Oh, look, we got another person coming. Hey, look who's here. Well, who hasn't been here?
Hi there. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood
Weekend.
You didn't leave?
No, I didn't leave.
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Les. I'm good. Hi, Mama B. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi,
Jim. Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
But
Terry,
right,
if you were in a singing group, y'all be the freaky delight.
We also got sister with us. How you doing, Rich Sister?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Hi, Rich Sister.
I'm good. Oh, hey, look what time it is. I know what time it is, what we do around here at this time.
Ten good minutes.
Hey, folks, it's 10 good minutes. It's time when we just rap about what we want to during the week and anything we think about we want to rap about. So, hey folks, anything y'all want to rap about in 10 good minutes? Anybody? Somebody? Anybody? Somebody?
Did you know that they're trying to introduce legislation to stop gays from playing in the NFL?
I saw that. I thought to myself, I don't think it's going to get past Congress, but wow, it blew me away just because this young man came out and said he was gay. I thought to myself, you got people in the NFL that are wife beaters, that are murderers, that are rapists, and you're trying to stop a young man that's gay from coming in the NFL? Let that man play. Let him play, you know. Wow.
Now, Elliot, I heard today on the news when I came in, and I don't know what state it was, but these restaurants and these bars and clubs don't want to serve gays, so some congressperson is going to go up and speak about it. You know what? They don't want losing money. Don't nobody care who's sleeping with who when they ordering liquor and food.
Right. I don't get this. You know, it's like, you know, hey, man, I don't have nothing against gay people. That's your preference. Just don't bother me with it. I'm good with it. But hey, man, why should you alienate
lose
these
money?
People? Right, you're gonna alienate these people, lose money, and you know, hey, man, there's a lot of them out there that ain't in the closet that ain't come out yet. And it's just
nothing.
It's a lot of them that are in the closet that have not come out yet. And it's crazy to me. I don't understand that. But hey, you know, some. When they do come out, this is not going to be the only open gay football player to come out. As it goes on, or the basketball player. I listened to Tracy McGrady said one time. He said the NBA is full of homosexuals. It's full of them, and you never know who's a homosexual. So hey, man, look, you are who you are. Just keep it on your side of town. That's all I'm asking.
Now, Mr. LES.
Yeah.
What if you found out one of your good buddies that you know you went out woman scoping with was really Sugarloaf City?
It's strange you should say that, Jake. One of my best friends in high school that hooked me up with one of my high school sweethearts. He was gay, and he had a girlfriend at the time, and we were cool, and I thought to myself, you know, he's one of those kind of guys that have feminine ways, but he was with women, so I was like, he's cool, but, you know, I was on a business trip once and went to Atlanta, and he was there, and I saw this guy, and I was like, hey, man, how's it going, yada, yada, yada. She said, hey, man, what are you doing down here? I said, well, hey, I'm down here on a business trip. He said, well, let's hook up. You know, here's my number. Call me, and I'll come pick you up at the hotel. I said, okay, bet. So he comes to pick me up. And he's got a nice, you know, 7 Series BMW. He picks me up. And when he comes to pick me up, it's this guy in the front seat with him. I'm not thinking nothing of it. So they pull up at the hotel. And say, where do you want to go eat at? I said, well, I don't know. It's your city. Let me know where you want to go eat at. All of a sudden, he starts to kiss this guy right in front of me.
Wow.
And I was like, hold up, dude. Hold up. Hey, man, look. Your lifestyle is your lifestyle. However you want to get down, you want to get down. But please, don't do that in front of me, man. Don't do that in front of me. Don't do it around me. You know, I just don't feel comfortable with that around me, man. I mean, you know, I have nothing against you. You know, you're my partner. I grew up with you. You're cool with me, man. But please don't do that. Don't do that in front of me, man.
Wait, hold on. Let me understand it clearly. He did what that made you feel uncomfortable?
He was kissing this guy in the car in front of me. Just like they was
starting,
they was. Yeah.
He started slob busting. He was slob busting with another dude. And that made him nervous.
Next thing you know, they're going to be, next thing you know, Mr. Elias was probably nervous that they might look back there and look at him and say, you want some of this? You want some of this?
Damn what you want. Pull on. We ain't about to give it to you. Ain't no one man above the crew.
Now this guy, I mean, the girl here was beautiful. I mean, I thought to myself, wow, man, you know, I never thought it. But the girl told me, and people around the neighborhood used to say, hey, man, something wrong with him. So I said, no, man. I said, this guy, he's got a nice little girlfriend. There's nothing wrong with him. But, hey, there was something wrong with him. There was definitely something wrong with him. So, that actually happened to me. That actually happened to me in Atlanta. I was like, wow.
Now, I'm asking the ladies the same thing. What if y'all, you know, you guys, you know, your girlfriend?
Mr. Elias, isn't Indiana right there by you, like a red light away?
Indiana, I live in Indiana.
He isn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I pulled up to see which state it was, and it said Arizona that's protesting, but there is a place in Chicago called Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria that posted a sign in their window that says, we reserve the right to refuse service to Arizona legislators.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, so they're like, you don't want them to eat in Phoenix, then we don't want y'all to eat here.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. It's getting kind of sticky. And
yes, it
messy.
Is. Mm. But, okay, let's go back to J.K. I want to hear what the ladies are saying about Chuck. What's that question, J.K.? Let's not divert away from that. J.K. asked the question.
No, we
so,
just say, we want to, yes.
go ahead, Momo B, since she was laughing.
Yeah,
and
what's,
no, on
what's
that
the
movie.
Question? What's the question? Put it out there.
Well, now, what if, you know, what would happen if you found out one of your girlfriends, you know, you've been hanging out with all this time, y'all partners, y'all out clubbing together, picking up dudes together, you find out she really
a carpet muncher.
Oh my God! And you know what? It really wouldn't matter to me. It wouldn't matter to me personally per se. It wouldn't mean nothing to me. The only way that I'm gonna get by somebody kissing is It doesn't even have to be two females. It could be a man and a girl. If it's just a sloppy nasty kiss, I'm gonna say hell.
You wouldn't feel kind of weird.
Nope.
I ain't
gonna
lie. If a friend of mine was my partner and he, you know, every time, you know, we talking like, you know, like two dudes talk, and I find out, you know, his middle name is Sweet Thing, you know, I'm gonna have a little, I'm gonna be like, you know, I'll be like, Sweetness, why didn't you just tell me, you know?
But you know what? Dudes are different. Like, when you ask me the question, I was thinking about my female friends. But if I had a man friend who I didn't have no idea, and then all of a sudden some dude jumped in the car, then bam, I'm like, oh, that would catch me off guard, for real. It would. Yeah. I don't know what I would do.
So it's different for you for a guy than a girl?
To see it, it would be different for me to see it. If I had no idea, if I knew that he was like that, then I would be all prepared. But if I didn't know, like, bam, I didn't have no idea that he was like that. Yeah, it would throw me through a couple of loops. Not because I feel anything about it, but I was like, nah, whoa, wait a minute, what happened? Talk to me. That's what I would be like. I'm just speaking truthfully from people that I know, and it was a shock to me. I would be like, oh, whoa, what happened? Because, you know, usually you just know. Your people, you know what you know, but... with a guy, it would really throw me off. It would. Even if it was a girl that I didn't know she was like that, it would still throw me off. But I think I would feel more uncomfortable if one of my man friends was like that I didn't know. Not that I feel any different about him. He's still my boy, but I'm just like, wow, I didn't know. Like, ooh, don't spring anything on me like that. I'm getting old. I'm weak.
I'm weak. You gotta, I'm not as strong as I used to be. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I realize
what if you,
that.
What if you found out that Ernest decided that he could have a girlfriend?
You so silly. What does that mean? What does that mean? What would I do? What do you mean? If all of a sudden Ernest,
would you be surprised?
Apart,
I mean, what would you say? How would you react to him? Would you say, Ernest, quit playing? Would you be like, wow, I'm proud of you, Ernest. You turned the corner.
No, I would just laugh. It would just be funny to me. I would just laugh. That's my first reaction to a lot of things. I laugh. And now I'd be thinking, what the hell?
See, I'm inquisitive. I'm really inquisitive. I start asking questions. I want to know stuff. You know, so I'm going to be politically incorrect, and I know it, but I'm cool with it. So I think people are comfortable with me being politically incorrect because I'm cool with my incorrect.
Not everybody. Not everybody's comfortable with you, J. King.
Who's not comfortable with?
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing it out.
Like who? Tell me who.
I'm not giving no examples. I'm just saying you made a statement like everybody. I'm cool.
I'm just saying I think people are cool with my political incorrectness because I'm so politically incorrect all the time.
Yeah, and I just said not everybody. I'm just letting you know that. Not everybody is cool with your politically incorrectness.
Well, tell me who ain't so I can talk to them about it.
No, I'd rather not.
Okay, folks, with that being said, we're ending our 10-good minutes. It's not sponsored by anybody, but if you, hey, you want to sponsor, you can go to the TDRS Radio Network. And
I like
the hell,
yeah. He's like, damn, the Rip Zone.
Yeah, well, Rip Zone is not there anymore. They're not sponsors anymore. So, hey, first set, we'll be right back after this.
We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Hi, I'm Jay from The Jay Ryle Show, and it's time for another edition of This Day in Black History. Brought to you by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Today is February 26th, and on this day, back in 1928, Antoine Fats Domino is born. And on this day, back in 1965, Jimmie Lee Jackson, a civil rights activist, dies of shots inflicted by the police after a voting rights meeting in Marion, Alabama. And on this day in 1926, Theodore Georgia Deacon Flowers becomes the first black middleweight boxing champion. This Day in Black History is brought to you by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Make sure you tune in all month long for this most captivating series. I'm Jay Rao. And until next time, we'll see you on This Day in Black History. Take care.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
don't you get hype song, dog.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
That's right, 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. That's 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. And right now you're listening to the Wednesday edition of the J. Wow Show. And right now we got some of the best in the biz with us. We got my girl Momo Beezy and the Heezy for Sheezy.
Yes, funky fresh just to impress, ready to party. Ow.
We also got my girl Miss Terry.
Hey.
And we also got Rich Sister with us. How you doing, Rich Sister? How's everyone doing?
Hi, everyone.
Also, we got Fly Girl with us. What's up?
Hey, how's everybody?
And last, certainly not least, we got Jay King, the royalty in the house with us. What's up, Jay?
Amita, mi lo tiene un rancho grande. Hay muchos animales en el rancho. En el rancho hay vacos y burro. El burro no.
Hey, folks, hey, I just got a text from Dr. Odelia. Now, she's been on the show for 90 years, and she says, hey, the number 805. I'm like, no, it's 850. 850, Dr. Odelia. How long have you been on this show? Well, I've tried the number, and the number stays busy. I was like, well, there's a God. Thank God he has stopped her ass from calling in here tonight so we can get a word in edgewise.
That's what happens when you're in jail and you're trying to do them free calls and you do too many and you call people and then they'd be busy. Blah, blah, blah. So maybe she's getting it confused.
Now, do you remember when you guys went to school? You know they had that little bitty they had that little yellow school bus. They had the regular school bus. Then they had the little yellow school bus.
The short
and then
yellow.
they had that van. Then they had the real special van. Dr. Princess rides that van right now.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Yeah, I don't doubt it. On the show 90 years it feels like, hey, am I dialing the number right? Hey, but hey, I digress with her. Hey, you know what time it is, folks. Time for the QOD. Ooh, and Jay King, I'm so glad you're here with me tonight. Ooh, I thought I was going to have to show this one by myself, brother. I thank you for calling in early. Hey, and the question of the QOD of the day is this. Tonight, what are some of the unrealistic qualities that a woman requires in a man? What are some of the unrealistic qualities that women require in men? Should be an interesting conversation here. And hey, why don't we start the conversation off with you, Nessa? Since you seem to be a well-grounded lady. Nessa, what are some of the unrealistic qualities that women require in men?
That you think he's going to be perfect, because ain't none of y'all perfect.
I ain't none of y'all perfect
either. Far from me.
Okay, there are no perfect people. We know that. So why do y'all put that pressure on a brother? Please tell me.
Because they got all of these requirements. I want him to look like this, and I want his body to look like this, and I want him to make this much money, and I don't want him to have no children, but then they got a house full. So, you know, they just looking for this perfect man, and he ain't walking around. That includes cheating, stepwives, ex-children, and all of it. Ain't none of them perfect.
And yeah, she walking around with booty do. I'm going to tell you what I want. I'm going to tell you what I want. I want somebody with a job. I want somebody with money in the bank. I want somebody with a car. I want somebody who's in good shape. But girl, you got booty. I know. I didn't say I want nobody like me. I'm telling you what I want.
They want somebody perfect. They don't exist. He said unrealistic, and that's unrealistic. It ain't gonna happen.
Yes.
Mama B, you know one of them. Is Mama B in the house?
You're right. Yeah, you heard about that, Vanessa. You hit it dead on the head with that one for real. Everybody, we always looking for the perfect man. Always.
So what are some of your unrealistic goals, Vanessa? I'm saying, what are your unrealistic goals? Not nobody else's, yours.
Oh, you know what?
When you were getting married, what are your unrealistic goals?
That mine be rich, and that's unrealistic because it ain't going to happen.
I want to be rich.
That's unrealistic in my life, so that's not going to happen. So. That's my goal. Yeah. Everything else is copacetic over here.
Wow. So leave me. So in other words, just leave me the damn hell alone. Don't be asking me no questions like that ever again, huh? That was just all you were saying.
No. You know I've been married since before Christ. So.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah, I've been married 31 and a half years. So, you know, for me.
What? How is that possible, Vanessa?
I have been married 31 and a half years. I got married when I was 19. And
she,
I'm 31.
She got him in the garage right now, and he's tied to a tire. And you better not move.
Y'all wrong. Mama B said, how's that possible?
I didn't know. First of all, 31 and a half years. That's a long damn time with the same person. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, Mama B,
that's what marriage is about. Marriage is when somebody get together with somebody else and they stay married forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, I understand. Yes. I understand,
but it's still unrealistic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the unrealistic part right there. If you ask me, marriage.
So what are some of the unrealistic goals that you have for a man? Please don't say
that marriage. That he can take care of you until death do you part. That he can still do it really great in bed. That he can keep hair on his head. That I can keep going. That he can even keep his right mind by 50. You know what I'm saying? And that's real unrealistic for a man to keep his right mind by 50. You know.
And I know women know that because women lose their right mind right around 45, and it goes worse.
And then we get it back about, 50, and it would stay, and it keeps stronger. So we lose our mind about 45, 50, 55. Yeah, we do. That's true. We do. But we come back.
Let him know, Miss Terry.
Yes, we snap. And it's very unrealistic. Very unrealistic for you to think a man is just only going to screw you and only you for 100 years. It's not going to happen. If so, a woman's going to let him, if a woman's going to give him some, he's taking it. He is not saying no. That's a...
What?
I know. I have these young girls around me now. They're like, I know my man is not cheating. Okay, you know what? You stay in your little crazy box if you want to. But trust me, ain't nobody asked him yet. That's all that is. Ain't nobody want him yet. That's it. Nobody's wanted him yet. So you got it. That's really how it goes. Because if the right woman asks, the right woman gives, says, hey, you can have some, he's gone.
I don't believe that. You're generalizing us there, right, Miss Terry, because you can't say some men are thoroughly in love with their wives, and they're not going to get out.
Yes, my dad was thoroughly in love with his wife, and they were married for over 40-something years, but he smelled somebody once or twice. And it came out in a conversation with me and my mother after my dad died. So I thought he was perfect. So once I figured that when you have a person in your life that you think is perfect, you find out they're not, it kind of like changes you.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Ouch.
I'm just saying. And, they dealt with it. They worked it through it and everything. But, my dad even said that. There's no way it's not realistic for me to sit here on this porch and not say that woman across the street is fine. That's unrealistic for you to think I'm not going to look at the lines up across the street.
You're going to notice the woman, but I don't mean you got to go after him. You got to have some type of reserve on you.
Well, nowadays, it's just go for it nowadays. It's just. I just be noticing it just be going for it. Everybody just be going for it. Like everybody getting ready to die tomorrow. So I don't know.
I don't believe that, Mr. I don't believe that. But hey, look, it happens in life. Hey, something out there.
I ain't going to lie. I don't do it, but every now and then some girls will tie me down and jump on top of me. And I can't fight them. I just
That's a good one, James. That's a good one.
And he needs to stick with that, too, okay?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. You better get off on your own, girl. Long you get off on your own.
Oh, wow. Hey, we have to take a short break here right now. But after that, JK's going to come back and tell us what's happening on this show and the music biz. We'll be right back after this.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of the Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Orange County, Virginia. An Amber Alert was issued for a 5-year-old Orange County girl. Amaya Monet Dallas was last seen February 18, 2014 at 3:50 p.m. She was last seen in the custody of her aunt, Olivia Dallas, according to information on VAAmberAlert.com. There's been no contact with Amaya or her aunt since February 18, 2014, and their whereabouts are unknown. The investigation has led investigators to classify the case as an abduction and believe that the missing child could be in imminent danger. Amaya was last seen wearing a pink thermal shirt with buttons, blue jean pants, white Chuck Taylor gym shoes, and a pink multicolored sweater. Her aunt, Olivia Dallas, has a history of depression and drug use, according to VAAmberAlert.com. The pair may be traveling in a 2001 C240 Mercedes Burgundy Maryland Tags 8 Alpha Foxtrot Zulu 03. Let me read that again. 8 Alpha Foxtrot Zulu 03. Anyone with information is asked to call the Orange County Sheriff's Office at 540-672-1200. Once again, that number is 540-672-1200, or call the Virginia State Police at 1-800-822-4453. Once again, 1-800-822-4453. Pray for the safe return of this beautiful little girl. You guys should see her. We hope that she is found safe. We pray for the family, because not only is this a tragedy, it's really worse when a family member is involved in an abduction or in a missing case. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, you can pick up the phone and call us right now at 347-850-1272. Once again, that number is 347-850-1272. Or you can go on Facebook and contact us there. Just go to the TGRS Radio Network page and type the information in. Or you can contact me direct, J-A-Y-R-I-L, and that's on Facebook. Or you can shoot us an email at the JRileShowAtLive.com. That's the J-R-I-L Show at Live.com. We pray for the safe return of all people missing, regardless of color. Until next time, I'm Jay. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This year's campaign focuses on activating our voices, vision, and action. And I feel like that's important because through that process, we are able to help change our communities and eventually help change the world.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food. All the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
That's right, folks. It's Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is our number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. And hey, right now, folks, we got some of the very best in the biz with us. Right now, we got my girl, Momo Beezy and the Heezy.
Hey, yes, y'all. You don't stop. Just a bunch. Hey. I love it.
We got my girl, Miss Terry, in the house. Miss Terry.
Hey.
Hey, Michelle, you ain't high.
I have allergies.
Terry sounds like she just got a good piece and all she could muster up was, hey.
That was good. That was real good. Yes,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey. We also got a girl, Miss Sister. Miss Sister, what's going on, lady?
I'm doing fine. How's everyone?
We are great, Miss Sister. We also got Fly Girl with us, Nessa.
What's up, what's up?
And certainly, last but not least, y'all heard him well. We got Jay King with us, the king of Club Nouveau. Or as Lynn Powell said, Club Nouveau.
To the L, to the E, to the F. To the L, to the E, to the F. To the L, to the E, to the F. Yes, he's going to pass the test.
All right, folks. Let's see what's going on in the day. Jay King, what you got going on tonight, man, on the music business, the way I see it?
Tonight we're going to talk about why shows like Soul Train and Video Soul are so important to us today, even though they don't exist.
Wow.
You know, we don't have any new television personalities that remember Donnie Simpson?
Yeah.
You know, Don Cornelius. You know, who's going to take their place? Why don't we have outlets for our veteran artists so that they can introduce their new music? You know, why don't we have shows that promote videos and interview our artists or where we can hear the voice of our community? You know, they don't exist. But we have Puffy with a television network. We have Magic Johnson with a television network. We have Oprah Winfrey with a television network. We have Kathy Hughes with a television network. We have other people with television networks, all these tycoons and moguls. Why haven't they picked this up for us?
Wow, that's a good question, man. Excellent question.
Wow, well, that's what we're talking about tonight. And you know what? I found some really cool footage. I'm going to play audio of footage from Marvin Gaye when Nona was just like 8 years old.
Really?
And on the Soul Train. I got some really cool stuff. It's going to be a really good show.
Okay, well, hey, folks, you can get that on the J King Network as the music business where I see it. But right here tonight, folks, we'll be doing a listening lounge. And, hey, we've been trying to get this listening lounge in for the last couple weeks. But, hey, the show has been where it was. And we've been flying by the seat of our pants some weekends. So, hey, We got to do what we got to damn do. But tonight, folks, we're talking about the unrealistic qualities that women require in men. And Vanessa said she wanted her man to be a rich one. And Ms. Taylor gave us a whole host of things that she wanted her man to be. He had to have stamina in the bed, which I kind of knew Ms. Taylor's going to say first and foremost. But, hey, I digress. But, hey, you know, with sister, what are some of the unrealistic goals that you have that you want to put on your man?
Me?
Well, I used to be like the rich thing and the all kind of different things. But what I just realized now is what I'm asking him to be, I need to be. Period. Bottom line.
What are you asking him to be?
Well, one example, which was already given, what I used to think, I don't think it no more, but what I used to think is the rich thing. You know, I mean, but I'm in that place now where I just don't even look at him. I'm paying attention to me. if I get me right, I don't have to worry about him.
That's right.
Because you are who you attract.
That's right.
You know, wow. See, you want him to be rich. You can't be on welfare.
I was just saying.
I just want to know what's one unrealistic thing though that you would ask him to be.
Well, she said be rich.
I used to think the rich thing.
Yeah. Well, see, whenever a woman starts telling me about all these no good men, I know to stay far away from her, because you are what you eat. Because I'm a good. When you start talking about no good men, I got to stay away from you. I'm like, I'm a good dude. I don't want to become no good. I'm gonna stay away from her. She obviously is tainting a lot of Negroes.
Wow.
You know, you go to her. You all good. You got a job and everything. By the time she's done with you, you're unemployed. Car ain't working. You're back on Charles.
Windows broken out.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, man. I've been savoring this one for the longest. Momo B.
Uh-oh. Yes.
You always say the best for last. So, Momo B, what are some of your unrealistic goals? Let's get your laundry list out.
Okay. Well, I don't have a laundry list. Thank you very much. I mean,
what?
No, I do not.
You're confusing me by
what you're saying, because you should know me. I'm Mama B. I speak the truth. I understand the truth, and I want the truth. So I don't really live in a fantasy. I've never done that. I never wanted no rich man, because, hello, where am I find a rich man at? Not in the hood. So I know I have to go beyond. I'm just saying. I was never going to find a rich man where I live, so why would I dream that? He ain't coming here to get me. So I never thought that. But what I would tell you is what's realistic, what's what I thought I could get, but now I realize that I can't, is it's very simple. I used to feel that I could find a man that would just simply understand my feelings, understand how a woman feel. But I realize men can't comprehend what women feel. They just not wired that way. So you're never going to sit back and say, you don't understand. Like, you ever had an argument with a woman and she just said, you don't understand what I'm feeling. You don't know what I'm saying. You're like, yes, shut out. Because that's what y'all think. Like, this woman's crazy. She be breaking and bugging and or arguing over stupid crap. This is what y'all think. She's tripping. But we don't be tripping. It's how we feel. We just try to tell you how we feel. But you
well,
can't I'm gonna
tell you,
the way y'all
feel be tripping.
Yes.
Well, you may think that, but we feel how we feel. And the thing about it is, you can never deny somebody's feelings. You can't. If it's
okay,
how I feel, how
well,
I feel.
Well, we feel like y'all be tripping. And like you said,
no,
you can never deny anybody's feelings.
No, you can't deny it. And that is the unrealistic part of life, is women try so hard to get a man to understand. Just understand my feelings. I just want you to understand my feelings. They're never going
to
understand my feelings.
And men, at the same time, men are trying to get y'all to understand that we don't understand what the hell y'all talking about.
Yes. And that's the whole thing. Men, women, we all know, are emotional creatures. Men, they're not wired like that. They really don't get it. So at the beginning, men try to act like, yeah, uh-huh. They be nodding their head. You talking, spilling your heart out about your past relationship, about what you want in life and your dreams and what you want to accomplish. And they nod their head. Yeah, baby, you can do it. You smart. I know you got this. Yeah.
Because deep down inside, deep down inside, we hoping. I'm going to tell you why we nodding our head. We saying, damn, I really hope this time, this one is going to work out. But, oh, no. As long as we nodding our head, we just like, yeah. We ain't really nodding our head. Yeah. We're just nodding our head. It's almost like a nervous reaction to this.
Yes.
You know, almost like a Parkinson's for relationships.
You are absolutely right about that. And then 1 year into the relationship, the men be talking crap. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never knew you felt that way. You're too sensitive. Why are you nagging? Because they never understood in the first place. And women, that'd be the first complaint. In the damn therapy chair. He don't understand me. He don't understand my feelings. No, he don't. And he never will. So get that out of your head. If you go in knowing that men are not going to understand you and your feelings, then you'll be a lot happier, because he just don't get it. You don't get
but
it.
I,
you're not going to get it.
But I
want to
understand you. I want to
no,
understand.
No, you don't. You
yes,
can't.
I do.
You can't
but I want
understand.
To.
But you can't.
Baby, I can't. Let's go get in the bed, baby, and let's talk about it. Well, I understand.
See, there they go, straight to the bed.
That's where it all leads to. That's where it all leads to.
Hey, that's where you do your best work.
But
at.
You see, and that's where all the problems mm-hmm. develop, because you think you want the man to understand you, but they can't, and it's not their fault either. So we get mad and frustrated and want to fight and scream and yell. It's all a waste of time. It's all because, you know what? When you're fighting and screaming and yelling, they're not even listening to you. They're not listening either. It's all a waste of time.
We don't do that on purpose. We just have we have a tune-out gland. We're trying to fix it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just tuning you out.
Selective hearing.
And that's why when you get physical with a man, they wonder, I don't know why she just slipped. I don't even know what the problem is, because they really don't know. I used to think men were trying to be funny when they said that. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with her. But they really don't know. Y'all really don't know. It took a long time for me to realize that.
I'm gonna tell you why we really don't know. We really don't know because y'all really don't know what's wrong with you. So how can
we
know what's wrong with you if you don't know what's wrong with you?
Yes. Exactly. So
look at a woman. Look at a woman. She said, yes, that's right, correct. We don't know. And then, now 5 minutes from now, she's going to say, y'all should know. You've been dealing with women longer, that's your shit now. When you want some pie, when you want a piece of that pie, when you want to get physical.
I know what's wrong with me. Oh, wait, did I just say that? I know what I'm feeling is what I'm saying. I know and understand what I'm feeling, but men don't know and understand a woman's feelings. And what we try to explain to you just makes matters worse. Y'all try to understand in the beginning, and then y'all phase out and tune us out, and then we get mad because we just said all this, and you don't even know what we're talking about. I wasn't even listening. You're like, do you understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Repeat what I just said. What? Then it starts a whole argument.
I honestly know what's wrong with you. I can tell you what's wrong with you.
What's wrong?
Oh, here we go.
You don't know how to drive because you keep running people over.
I know how to drive. I hit exactly what I want to hit every time. How about that?
Boy, hey, JK, we were on Saturday. Momo B told me she stabbed the dude with a fork. She ran him over with a car, and she hit him in the head with an iron. And this guy still saved her.
I didn't run him over. He bounced off the hood. There's a difference. I think if I literally ran him over, then he would have got the pigeon and broke out. But he bounced off the hood.
you know why he stayed in that relationship, don't you?
Why?
He was scared to leave. Hell.
She put that Kathy Bates on him.
No, hey, she said she wasn't giving him that pie. She said she stopped giving him the pie because he was cheating, and he still.
Oh
stayed.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't. That's what she stopped putting the Kathy Bates. You know what the Kathy Bates is? You remember that movie Misery?
I remember. Yeah. I liked it. I liked that movie until she started abusing him when he was tied up in the bed. I don't like that. I want a fair fight. I don't like that abuse and stuff. I like tying you up and beating you. I don't do that.
You don't.
No, so you just want to whoop on him.
No. I don't want nobody being restrained when I'm fighting them. I want to stare. You loose, I'm loose, everybody loose. Get loose, everybody get loose, remember? have fun. Yeah, sorry.
So Jay, what's one of the unrealistic goals that a woman put on you?
That I was going to, you know, that I can understand what the hell she talking about.
See?
You know, it's unrealistic for a woman to think that I understand what you're talking about when you start talking really fast and you start crying and you get mad. You know what I'm saying? Nobody understand that.
Mm-mm.
And then you get mad at me because I don't understand. When you know I don't understand.
Lord,
don't think to me that you get mad when you already know I don't understand because you already told me I don't understand. So if you told me I don't understand and you know I don't understand and then I don't understand, then you get mad at me for not understanding. And that's
what I told you I didn't understand in the first place. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Mm. It's just too many words. Women say too many words. It's just
uh-oh.
You go on and on.
Yes.
And you don't
yes.
get to the point. With a man, you have to get to the point. You hurt my feelings. How? Because you did blank. That's you have to stop there because if you say any other words by there, they is what? Huh? They're trying to catch the words in the air. If you, like Princess, nobody can. She can't keep
I'll tell you right now, Dr. Princess would catch a dude. And on the same night you catch him, you're losing.
Because
wow.
Dr. Princess, this is Dr. Princess in bed. Oh, my God. OMG, oh, my God. Okay, oh, my God. Okay, we're going to, okay, OMG, oh, my God. Okay, we're going to do our true purpose tonight. You know that, right? Okay, hold on. No, listen. No, okay, I'm not going to say nothing, okay? We're just going to do it, right? We're just going to do it. Okay, hold on. OMG, oh my God, OMG. Okay, hold it. I want to do it, right? Okay, why are we doing this? What's the purpose here? No.
He said, what's the purpose here?
You know, too many words. It's just too many words. Just say what you got to say and let it go. I mean...
Anything I wanted to do to you after the first 10 minutes, it went down
thank
the drain.
You.
It didn't even. Thank I don't even want none.
Mm. She keeps texting me. She's texting the hell out
see?
Of me, telling me she
see?
Can't get into the show because
she can't get a collect call through.
She can't
get a collect call through.
She can't get a collect call through. If this is the weirdest thing, it's never happened to me. I'm like, okay, keep trying. I don't know what the hell to tell you, but I don't know, you know. And I keep seeing calls coming in, and she's saying it's got to be her phone. It's got to be. Because I keep seeing calls coming in. We got calls just hanging on.
Maybe she don't have
it's
enough.
It's got to be her phone.
Maybe she don't have enough minutes on her phone.
Could be. That cricket stuff ain't working out right for her. Wow.
That's
wow.
sad.
It is. Hey, but, hell, I'm glad she's not here. At least people are able to get a word in edgewise. Hell, otherwise, she – it's like – you know, I was listening to you guys the other morning, and she was telling how she was in jail and how fun it was. I've never known anybody to go to jail and have fun.
It
I've
was
never
fun.
Known anybody. Mm-hmm.
She probably, because Princess was probably in there counseling people. Princess doesn't really understand the what's going on. Like, you're in jail, Princess. Nobody put you here, and you're not getting paid for this. It's not a TV show or anything. She probably didn't understand that she was in jail. Mentally, she probably didn't think she was there.
When they closed them bars, I'm quite sure her ass understood she was in jail.
Only people that like jail is men. You know, people that like being around a lot of men or like being around a lot of women. Really?
I got this happening. I was singing at night, and they were clapping because of my singing. I'm like, okay.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, they were clapping.
They were clapping in front of drown out the noise.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "You got to be kidding!"
They don't have TV. Maybe they thought this was cable or TV. You know, it was entertainment. And you in jail, that's probably entertainment. Somebody singing and all that.
The girl who she shared a room with, her name was Butchie.
Oh Lord.
And you're right, Miss Terry. She was counseling people in there. She said,
yeah.
People were coming to me, and I was counseling them. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So in her head, she said that. So right. So in her head, it was a life purpose for her to go there, so she can counsel people. It was a reason. Like, this didn't happen. This was not by accident. She was supposed to be there, and that's what she believes.
I'm just saying,
some people really, you know, I mean, if you like it and you enjoy it and all that, I'm not going, look, when I was with you, I wasn't canceling nobody. I was trying to get the hell up out of that mother, okay? I wasn't talking to nobody. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't even want to know your name.
Miss Terry, hold up, Miss Terry, hold up.
Yes,
you
I went
to jail.
Yes.
Which both came, Miss Terry? Would you go to jail?
Yes, when I was younger, I went to jail for 3 days, and that was long enough.
Okay, what were you doing, Miss Terry? Were you selling weed? Were you moving illegal substance? What were you doing?
I could have been.
You could have been, or you couldn't have been.
But
so, okay.
I did not like it, so I never went back.
Mm.
I didn't like, you know, the bed. It's not a bed. There's no pillow. You know, it's just, it's horrible. And I don't know in Detroit I can imagine
what
the
jail
system looks like in Detroit.
Dr. Princess was scared as hell. They probably had her in solitary confinement because she talked for years off of the COs in there. They probably said, we can't keep it. This one can't stay in here.
Mm.
She got to go. They probably put her, you know, she probably talked the ears off the walls of solitary confinement, and they said, get her out of here.
When she told me that, I was like, I cannot believe you. You were in jail. And you were enjoying. How the hell do you enjoy being confined? You can't go. You gotta do everything these people say when they say do it. And you, I was having a good time in there. Really? I got so much rest. Really? I'm not a person that rests. I said, well, hell, I can rest outside of jail. I know how to rest outside of jail. That was just crazy to me. Wow. I couldn't believe it.
No, that's the first time I heard of somebody enjoying jail.
That's the fact. She said that, too. And she said that on Jay's show. And they were, oh, my God, they were clowning us so bad over there. I was like, wow. I felt bad for it, but I was like, hey, you put it out there, so go for it.
Yeah, but I don't
I couldn't believe her, but hey, I digress on that. Wow. Well, we got to take a short break. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Be going a little something like this. Hit it.
Misty, I'm gonna start with you. I'm gonna ask you a couple of things, and you tell me whether it's freaky or not freaky. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Oh, so ready for this?
I am so
ready.
Here's scenario number one. You're standing on your bed, butt naked, with your hands against the wall, and someone is pouring champagne down your back and it's sliding between your booty cheeks. Do you call that freaky or not freaky, baby?
Can we put a tarp on that? Girl, I would drink that out of the crack of your ass. Don't think I would.
Oh my God!
Crystal and the pistol, okay?
Ernest. Oh my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
And you know what's funny when you make love to a woman and she on top? And the phone ring, that's some funny shit. When she on the phone ring, man, every time she, you know, the phone ring go ring, ring. And every time, you know, she pick up the phone and start fiddle-faddling with, you know. When she pick it up, every time she start to talk, give her the dick. She'll be like, hey, hello.
What I'm doing?
This one you get. What I'm doing? Oh, nice. I ain't scared of you, mother.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
That's right, folks. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. And that's right. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. And we're dealing with the best and the best right here. Of course, we got our girl, Momo Beezy, and the Heezy.
But she's my Beezy.
And we got my girl, Miss Perry, in the house.
Collect from Miss Terry.
Yeah, we got my girl with sister in the house. Hey,
with
sister.
Hello.
And we got a fly girl with a sister.
I'm in the house.
And we also got my guy, Jay King, in the house with us. I guess Jay King ain't hanging out with us. But, hey, we got to check it back to the Jay King Network and let them get down to their business. So, hey, folks, thank you for tuning in here on tonight's show. And, hey, we'll see you next Wednesday. Hopefully the fat man from Scotland will be back. But, hey, if he isn't, we'll be doing our thing again. That's all we got to say about that. So, hey, folks, take it easy and have a good night on the Jay King Network. All right, folks, now we're back to our conversation. And tonight we're talking about, hey, the unrealistic qualities that women put on men. And, hey, you know, so let's get Dr. Let's call Dr. Adia. Now I got a free line. Let's call Dr. Adia. You think we should call him?
Yes, call him a jailbird ass. I guess he clicked over the caller. Am I still here? Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
yeah, I guess
still
he clicked
here.
Over the caller. She
still
has the
here.
Wrong number. She texted me with the number, but it was the wrong number.
She
I just tried to call her. I have a CNA master. CNA master.
Yeah, she's
her.
Confused.
I called her too. That's why I disconnected myself before because I tried to call her. But she texted me and said it's number 805, whatever. I think that was 850. That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys right now. You guys think I'll be – y'all think I'll be lying. Dr. Princess really was on that little van. I'm telling you guys right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how long – it doesn't matter how long you was in jail. Your phone still have the same damn number to have when you
exactly.
went in there.
She done did a 20-year stint in prison. What's a cell phone? What's the number?
They might have done a lobotomy on
her.
She's
crazy.
Dude. Oh, my God.
You only have my number for 2 hot months. You remember my number to text me some bull, but you don't remember the number you've been calling for 2 years?
Thank you.
Actually, three. She been calling the same number for 3 years, and she's like, is it 805? Obviously, she's probably somebody's driveway. That's what the problem is. She's in somebody's driveway, and she's going to take her ass back to jail. And I just called her on the other line to bring her in. She didn't ask.
Yeah, I called her, too. She is. But let me ask this question. Is J. Keith still online?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did Princess Odia call your show and tell you the whole story?
Yes, she did.
She lost that number.
That's true. She didn't lose that number. Wow.
We have a theme song for her at the Kings in the Morning.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear her theme song?
Yes, let's hear it.
Hold on, let me pull up. Because whenever Dr. Princess come on our show, why won't she come on? We are a kind group, people. If you haven't listened to Kings in the Morning, we're on from Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the J.K. Network, and we are a kind group of people. We have fun, and we get people theme songs.
Princess was listening to while she was locked up.
Well, why did she even come out and say that she went? You know, like, when I was young, I was like 19, 20. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm going to tell you what happened. Because she came on, she just sashayed into our show like she could just sashay in. Like, I'm just going to come in. I'm like, no, you're not going to just sashay into our show. We ain't seen you in a month of Sundays. And you just come on, you think you're going to be part of the show? That ain't going to happen. No way, Jose. And I said, what, were you in jail or something? And then she got real quiet.
It's like we caught her off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, well, yes, I was in jail.
Like she Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, I gotta go. I gotta show to do.
I don't know.
All
right, JK, yeah, have a good show, brother. Hey, we gotta go to our last break. So hey, we're the last break. Woo, see y'all in a minute.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
What up, it's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage in the house. Listen,
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the J.R.E.H. show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Crazy.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
This right, is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, our Listening Lounge is tonight. It's Smooth Neo Soul. So, hey, sit back and listen. Enjoy. Ladies, y'all ready for the Listening Lounge?
No doubt.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, well, let's get it going then.
All right, here we go.
You
gave you everything I got. That's when all things that were good came to birth. That's why.
My burger love, a long star clean.
from what you'd otherwise maybe not permit. It's just the part that lets you know that in general, we're alive and vulnerable and impassioned and intermittently weakened and hurt, but still okay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
With us and just slide with it, glide with it, ride with it, let's go, go, just slide with it, glide with it, ride with it, let's go, go, go. I take the four door to the wash, shine her up, I bend the curb, punch the gas, now I'm riding tough, I drop a line to a dime so I can pick her up, bright mind, slim waistline, bubbled up, we can pack it up into the truck, pack up the grill, hit the park after dark, do what you feel, fire up, light it up, char us a meal, softball, volleyball, greens, a breast, a thigh, a leg, and even a wing. I got the corn on the cob with the rice and beans. Done seen it all, done it all, ain't gon' fall or fail. I rock it like the county fair from Carbondale. Out there, out there, on Seven Hill. On Selassie Day, on the Garvey Day. It's just a part of the day, this is part of the hay. Drink away the day, night away. It's alright, okay, okay. It's alright, it's okay, okay. Now what's the vibe? It's all love. Is it high? We get them up. Is it live? We pump it up. You wanna shine and come and fly with us and just slide with it. Slide with it. Ride with it. Let's go. Go. Just slide. feeling the peace and the harmony. As I sing this piece in three-part harmony, astonishing that we won't fall like autumn leaves. We make music with more grit than harmony. Now honestly, I feel renewed with a new sense of purpose, a life with relevance, no longer feeling worthless. Of course, with evidence of favor, rewarded for being in accord with God-like behavior. Me a savior, I'm just one of them. At least to the point we making music fun again. Without the guns and sin, we do exactly as we say. Avoiding disarray, praying seven times a day, meditating on good days when people in the hood could play music to fame, but still elevate the brain. I say we gotta separate the fortune and the fame from these lanes, torture souls with these golden platinum chains. We on this track like a chain gang, and through these concrete jungles we trap like orangutans. Before easy we would rap, we in the same game. Can't afford to get jumped like rice, peas and plain chains. Go in a new direction first, we need to change lanes. Keep your hop, but no, we don't slang canes. Maintain, use a breath, maintain, maintain, use a breath, maintain, use a breath, maintain.
Now what's the vibe? It's all love. Is it high? We get them up. Is it live? We pump it up. You wanna shine and come and fly with us and just fly with it, fly with it. Let's go, go, just slide with it, glide with it, ride with it, let's go, go, go.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Princess Odelia. I'm just letting you know that after, even if you've been in the show 90 years, you don't know the damn calling number. All right, folks. You know, we're about 3 minutes to wrap it up and talk about what we want to around in this section. So, Vanessa.
Yep. Yes, I'm here.
I was trying to think. Wow, you know, I was really interested because that Rocco's Pizza, I know what Rocco's Pizza is. And now they're, I didn't know they thought that strongly about it. And I got to give them kudos, man. Wow. For them to stop, you know, to serve gay people, I mean, man, these people are still human beings. And they would just sit there, you know, in Arizona and say something that ridiculous, but what can you expect from Arizona? Really, what can you expect? They're the last state to give Dr. King his rights, so really, what can you expect from them? You know, they keep victimizing your boy DMX too, Momo B.
Yeah, didn't we have a problem with the iced tea back in the day, the Arizona iced tea? Wasn't there some conflict? Wasn't there some controversy back then with that? I remember something in the back of my head about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Remember,
we gotta learn how to cut it loose and let it go. Cut it loose and let it go.
Right, for them to just mess with, you know, look, if you're gay, you're gay, but, man, just for them to mess with them, to have them, you know, ban them from the NFL and to stop eating, you know, come on. You know, we're all crazy in God's eyes, so, hey, and no one sin is greater than another, so... You know, God bless you if you are, but hey, you know, I got my fair share of sins too, so I can't sit there and judge. But
just as long as they're not kissing in front of you.
And that is true, Momo B. That made me real uncomfortable when they was doing that. I was like, whoa, dude, can you stop that? I'm sorry, I didn't move. That was just a little bit too much for me. And, wow. That brings back bad memories, Momo B. Thank you.
You welcome. Well, I know they're not going to be trying to ban nothing gay up in Atlanta.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Yes, I am. Rock a bye, baby.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay.
Hit it.
Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the dinner before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
She just,
whoa,
she
whoa,
she
what?
She just club.
Wait a minute. That's breaking news. She going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news, breaking news. Rich sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
In about
an
hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to
Rewind. Well, folks, we got another one in the books. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Wow. We're on our final descent. Vanessa, I know you're about to know about the final descent. So we're about to give our, hey, Rich Sister, how did strip club go for you that night? I just got to know.
Who was the strip club?
How did the strip club go for you that night?
Oh, we didn't go to no strip club.
I thought it was, she said she was taking you to a strip club.
She was joking.
Oh. I don't know. You got that little devilish. You got that little devilish laugh. So I don't know. We got to get Caliwood on the laugh, on the line for us. So Rich Fister, give us your final thoughts.
Great show tonight. Really enjoyed it. Y'all take care. Y'all have a great night.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rich Sister, for your final thoughts. Wow. Miss Terry, your final thoughts, baby. And don't you, Miss Terry, before you start your final thoughts, you better call one of us, text one of us. Let us know where you at, because hey, we ain't gonna worry about you like this no more.
Okay.
You know you family girl, so don't stay away that long.
Okay, I won't. I promise I won't. My
final
thought is, I wonder if Princess O'Dea took her wig off when she went to prison.
You can't go in with a wing. That's against the rules.
I just can't let it go. I can't wait till she comes on the show so I can talk crazy to her. I swear I can't. Okay.
Wow.
Have a nice evening, y'all.
All right. Black girl Nessa, your final thoughts, baby.
I think you did a great job tonight on the show. You handling your business, Mr. L to the E to the S.
Well, thank you very much, baby. I appreciate you.
Y'all have a wonderful week, what's left of it.
Yeah. Ooh. Short week. Thank God.
Mama B.
Yes.
What's final thoughts, baby?
I am just wishing Princess Aldea the best. I hope they didn't rush up too bad in there. She's going to make it seem like she was handling her own business, but I know better. I know better. And I hope they didn't rush her up too bad. And I hope she finds her way back to TJRS Network. Because she done found her way over the other side of town. She need to come on over here because we're going to find her the truth. How did she hide it? She hiding from the women because she know we'll break it down. We'll break her down.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be crying.
You know.
She'll be crying on the show. She'll be crying telling
mm-hmm.
how to
get up. So here's what I don't get. Mama B, you call right back in after your line hung up, right?
Yeah.
I have
no
callers that were here, listening, boom. See, I called, and the line is busy. It's busy. I don't understand it. It's busy. It's never done this. And I'm like, huh? Okay. That's some bull crap, because Momo B just called back in. Because her line dropped and called back in. So, hey, that's some bull. Well, hey, you know.
Yeah, she let me hide it. She hide it.
Yeah, she's on the sister. She know the sister's gonna get the tooth out of her. That's the reason why she can't hide. She can't. Oh, the men be like, oh, poor prisoner. We know. I want to know exactly.
Not,
I want to blow.
She's not gonna come over here talking about she had a fun time in romper room. We know better.
No.
Most of us are there. We know how to do that.
Really?
Ain't no fun time. Everybody laughing. Everybody laughing and happy in there.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Why am I in here? Mm-hmm. I understand that. Damn. Wow. What's the right to say that? All right, ladies. Are y'all ready to shut this thing down, ladies?
Yes. Shut it down.
All right, ladies. So we're going to shut it down. So for myself, Momo B.B. and the Heezy, Miss Terry, Miss Sister. Nessa and Light Skin, and definitely not last but not least, my big brother in that tan ass jacket and them moccasins and them damn kilts.
In the kilt.
Have a good time
in
over
the
in Scotland.
Yeah, Big J, Big Fat J.
Have a good night, ladies. Talk to y'all on Saturday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a good night.